It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy, and our Facebook Marketplace adventures or disadventures have been documented pretty thoroughly on the show the past couple of weeks, Breeze. But this had me scratching my head, I got to be honest. You say Facebook Marketplace can be used for more than just selling stuff. Isn't that...
Selling and buying.
Isn't that the use of it? Isn't that like what you do with it? What else do you do?
That's the purpose of it, right?
Is this going to be legal? For the record, I probably should have led with that.
This is legal.
Okay. All right. I just want to make
you
sure.
Sicko.
I don't know.
No.
Listen, you act like I know what's going to come out of your mouth. That's true.
We really don't know. But
I'm not a magician over here.
I was thinking about this after an exchange that happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've sat here for the last 2 weeks or so talking about, you know, our potential scams that we may or may not have gotten ourselves into.
How we suck at Facebook Marketplace.
How I was completely swindled into buying something I really didn't want. Almost didn't get paid for the guy in the Bronx.
I felt completely ass backwards into not getting scammed, even though all points showed to me should have been
absolutely.
Scammed.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we're the worst at Facebook Marketplace. If you want to scam all scammers who are listening, target us. You'll win.
Yes, absolutely. So I wanted to flip the coin here and share an experience that doesn't involve us potentially getting scammed.
Oh, okay. Excellent. All right.
And it actually had a really nice outcome.
This will be a nice change of pace. Wait, you mean it's not just full of stress and anxiety thinking that you just got ripped off in some way or the other?
Shockingly, no.
Wow. Okay.
So last night I was on Facebook Marketplace, and mind you, Corey, I think I can speak for both of us when I say, like, I'm low-key addicted at this point.
It is fun.
Like, I'm always just looking and seeing if I can buy other people's trash. Because, you know, one man's trash.
I've got enough trash. I'm addicted to the selling part of it, not the buying part of it. I don't look at what's out there. But I do absolutely love to sell stuff.
You don't look at what's out there?
No, I don't need any more things. I'm fine.
That's true. You should see your basement.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
So anyways, I look for specific things that I really want. And I found this... It's essentially like a Polaroid camera, and I'm buying it for Rachel for a gift.
Okay, because she's like artsy and she would like that. Got it.
And she doesn't listen to the show, so it doesn't matter if I say that or not.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
No
Rachel. One text her. No one tell her. Don't be that jerk.
So I found this camera on Facebook Marketplace, and it was, I think, retails at like $50 to $60. And this girl's selling it for $35. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Great. Love it. Messenger available. All good. And she's like, yeah, I can't meet you anywhere because we just got in and we're not going back out for the night. But if you want to come, come to our place.
All right. Here you are violating.
I'm like, obviously.
Violating your number one rule again. What is the first thing you said to me when I was asking you, stupidly, to give me advice about selling and buying things on Facebook Marketplace? The number one thing, the first thing out of your mouth, meet people in public. Yet you continue to violate this rule.
Yeah.
You are that person. You're that person who gives great advice but completely sucks at following it yourself. You are that person.
Definitely can admit that for sure.
Okay. It's shocking you haven't been murdered yet. It really is.
I know. It really is.
Again,
but this story has a great
Any
ending.
Murderers listening to the show this morning, Breezy's an easy target.
So I Googled the address, and it turns out it's only 5 minutes down the street.
Okay.
Very, very close to me. I could walk there if I wanted.
As everyone knows, you can't be murdered 5 minutes from your house.
Which I'm not going to walk because I definitely need an escape, a getaway car.
Okay.
Just in case things were to go awry.
Sure.
But I make my way down to the 5 minutes down the street to this person's house, and she's sitting out there. She's sitting with her girlfriend. They're sitting on the porch. They're waiting for me. And I'm like, oh, they're literally waiting for me. This is so cute.
They have their duct tape and they have their tarp.
She's wearing a mask, following protocol. Everyone's good.
They have the item to bludgeon you with.
No. So I come down and I'm like,
is that what you said?
That's exactly how I said it.
Did they immediately go inside and close
the
door?
Oh, jeez, Louise. So She gives me the little Polaroid camera. I Venmo her the money. All's good and well.
Okay.
And I leave. I head out. I go home. And she messages me afterwards. And she goes, I just realized you work for 98PXY. I knew your voice sounded familiar.
Ah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, thanks for listening, blah, blah, blah. And then I just, like, I don't know what came about, but I was like, this girl seemed nice. Her and her girlfriend were great. We sat there. We talked for a little bit. And I was like, I don't know if this is weird or not, but if you guys ever want to hang out with, like, my girlfriend and I, like, after all this COVID stuff clears up, let's go grab drinks together.
Really? You're turning.
And she's like, of course.
It's a double date.
Now yeah. I found two new friends. So essentially, you can use Marketplace as, like, Facebook friends finder as well.
Okay. Wow.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's always good to find more new friends.
I think it's a great thing. I'm sorry, I'm friendly and nice, Corey. Unlike you.
I didn't say anything bad about it.
You're
that's
laughing
great.
At me.
It's funny. I think it's great. Interesting.
I think it's great.
She knows it's, like, not, like, for weird stuff, right? Did you make that clear?
Corey.
I need to point it out.
Yes, she knows, Corey. We're just getting drinks, you sicko.
That's how it starts.